I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Up to 2,000 people will converge on downtown Ann Arbor on Saturday as part of a worldwide protest against the agricultural seed and chemical company called Monsanto. More than 50 countries will be holding similar protests with upwards of 200,000 participants. They're using the mantra, "Take your planet back." Saturday marks the march against Monsanto in Ann Arbor. The level of activism since passage of the so-called Monsanto Protection Act has led at least one U.S. senator to make a public apology for allowing what is really called the Farmers Assurance Act to pass. Another, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley, has actually vowed to repeal the measure. Now, the march in Ann Arbor is going to begin at the University of Michigan Central Campus Diag at 1 o'clock on Saturday. The march will make its way to Hanover Square Park. Our guest this morning hails from Detroit and organized the Ann Arbor March and Rally. And let's say good morning to Chrissy Jones. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
Well, Monsanto has several branches of its operation. This is a huge company. What about Monsanto is drawing enough ire around the globe to inspire what amounts to a worldwide protest?
I think what gets people going is that GMOs affect everybody. It starts from birth and ends till death. You eat GMOs. 80% of our country is eating is made of GMOs. That's the food we eat.
What's wrong with genetically modified foods?
Genetically modified foods are is they inject these chemicals inside of these seeds to make them pest resistant. And now these seeds grow and they make these corn. Well, animals don't even want to eat this corn in the wild. And that's a sign. If nature doesn't want it, it's probably not good for us. It makes the stomachs of insects explode. Now, that can't be good for us. The studies have shown that not only is this environmentally disastrous to our country, but it's disastrous to our health. It's been proven to cause tumors, infertility, birth defects, and rats and humans even. What the Monsanto Protection Act is now these people can't even sue if they get these health defects. They can't even sue this company and get what they rightfully deserve from eating this nasty food.
If any future harm comes to the people, they may not sue.
Yep. It's not fair.
Monsanto will contend and does contend that its GMOs, its seed line, its chemical herbicides, its pesticides actually protect crops, and it makes it a more sustainable food source for a growing world population.
Well, we have an argument against that, actually, and it's not just our argument. 400 scientists and 58 governments back our argument. The Science and Technology report, IAASTD, it stated in that report that their yields are not only highly variable, but their yields declined. They have determined that the current GMOs have nothing to offer the goals of reducing hunger and poverty, improving nutrition, health and rural livelihoods, and facilitating social and environment sustainability. They have been proven, it has been stated in scientific reports, that this is untrue. So their argument is nothing.
So now we enter the world of politics and marketing.
Yep.
And when you look at the political realm, a lot of former Monsanto employees working in positions of power in the federal government, allowing these kinds of measures like the Monsanto Protection Act to pass. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas used to be a lawyer for Monsanto. So where is the education necessary to make sure that the foods we eat and the foods that the government says we should be eating are safe?
What we need to do is we need to get these labeled. We understand that since it's 80% of these crops are now GMOs, we understand that it's not going to be easy to ban, if it can be banned at all. What we need to do is get them labeled so people can make that choice on their own. People have no freedom if they have no choice, and that is not what our country is about. Our country is about freedom and our freedom over our food. If a company controls our food, they control our livelihood.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest this morning is Chrissy Jones. Chrissy is the organizer of the March Against Monsanto, which will take place this Saturday, beginning at the University of Michigan Central Campus Diag at 1 o'clock. The march will then make its way over to Hanover Square Park. You mentioned that we probably can't ban it. There's no going back. It's a Pandora's box situation. But there are other countries, other portions of the world that are really taking a much stronger stand than what we see here in the United States. What's going on over in Europe?
What they're doing, actually, Hungary, just recently, they just not only banned GMOs, they burned all of their crops. All of them. All of their GM crops, they burned.
And was that a government initiative or a protest initiative?
The protest led to a government. It was activists that helped that. They brought the concern to their government, and their government, you know, they got enough people behind it. And that's what we want to do. You know, we understand we can't burn crops here in America. We understand that's not going to happen. But if you can go to your grocery store and you see items and one says contains GMOs and one says does not contain GMOs, which one are you going to choose? You're going to choose the non-GMOs, and that's voting with your dollars.
Either way, you have a choice.
Yes.
And at this point, you're saying we don't have a choice.
Yes, we do not have a choice. If you don't know, you don't have a choice. There's millions of people who would make that choice, but they don't know. And even if they do make that choice, and that's their prerogative, but it's at least they know. At least they know what's going into their bodies.
Are there portions of the country here in the United States that are forcing companies to label GMOs and not GMOs, or is it entirely voluntary at this point?
Right now, actually, Connecticut just passed, their Senate just passed a bill, 35-1, actually, to label GMOs. And that is something that just happened the other day. And it made a lot of us tear up because it's such a good step. It's a huge step. And as we know, our states like to follow each other. So if one state does something, sometimes it moves to the others. And I feel after this march, if we can show the numbers and we show how many people really care about this, then all these states will just fall in line, and maybe we can make this a federal ban or a federal labeling.
Right, wrong, or otherwise, it seems that money drives policy. And is there enough economic incentive to have GMOs labeled that ultimately it becomes a positive for the United States?
I feel and a lot of people feel, if GMOs are labeled, it will bring a lot of business back to the local farmers, to local agriculture, to, you know, we live here in Michigan. Everybody here knows a farm right down the street. It will bring business back to them and bring them their crops that are actually better for you. And it will bring business back to them. And that will only grow our local economy, which will eventually, you know, build our whole economy. Monsanto is not only an American company, it's not an American company, it's a worldwide company. Their money doesn't come to us. Their money goes to wherever it goes. If we give money to our local farmers and buy their organic crops, that money goes back into our economy. You know, they go shopping, they go to the movies at our local theater, and it feeds their families. And it feeds everybody's families.
So when people come out to the march on Saturday afternoon, what are they going to hear?
We're going to be educating people on not only what GMOs are, but why they are harmful. We are going to help facilitate what people can do as far as talking to legislators, sending out an email, voting with your dollars. That's a huge one that we advocate. We want you to vote with your dollars. We're going to give people lists of brands that they can boycott that are owned by Monsanto and their subsidiaries. We're also going to we're going to have speakers such as organic farmers. We have a guest speaker from GMO Free Michigan who's going to be there, and it's going to be a day of education, and it's going to be amazing. And you can take this information home and share it with your family and share it with your neighbors and hopefully get a lot of people inspired. We're also going to have children activities. You're going to see a bunch of cute little kids with their face painted, and it's going to be a great day. It's going to be fun. It's a family event, and we hope everybody can make it.
So, again, it starts on the U of M Central Campus Diag at 1 o'clock. Once gathered, about a half hour from there, you'll make the march over to Hanover Square Park, correct?
Yep. Bring signs, bring T-shirts. You can RSVP on our Facebook, March Against Monsanto, Ann Arbor. And if you can't make it, at least, you know, look up this information. Just get into it.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me get the word out.
That is Chrissy Jones. She is organizing the March Against Monsanto. Again, it takes place beginning at the U of M Central Campus Diag at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The march will then make its way to Hanover Square Park, where there will be speakers and activities and educational opportunities. You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair.